Good.
Yeah, congratulations to you and your guys. A very impressive comeback on the road at William & Mary to knock off the Tribe 34-24. What did you like about your team's effort on Saturday?
Well, I loved our second half. So, you know, the first half was a little bit to be desired, to say the least. Credit to William & Mary and Mike and his staff. I thought the first half, they did a great job of controlling the game. They do what they do offensively and held on to the ball. We missed a couple opportunities. And really not until late in the second half did I feel like we got something going kind of on both sides of the ball. We got a stop. They missed a field goal. And then we were able to drive. We missed a field goal. We'd already had a field goal made, but that last drive, I felt like we got a lot of momentum. And then just loved how our guys continued to, you know, fight away. You're down 17-0 at one point in time to score 34 unanswered against what, you know, was the number one defense in the country. Feel great about what our guys were able to do and how they were able to do it.
Your first question this morning from Jake Schindel. Go ahead, Jake.
Hey, Coach. Congrats on the win this weekend. How do you channel that momentum going into, you know, another ranked opponent, this time at home against your first Towson Delaware rivalry game?
Yeah, fired up to have Delaware here at our place. Really excited about that and that rivalry. How you channel it, Jake, really is we just got to, you know, we got to continue to build day to day. And that's something that we've talked to this team really from day one. You know, I think we've played really good football against some really good teams. And, you know, we played okay football or good football against some good teams and lost. So to be able to come away with a victory on Saturday, we just got to be better than we were last Saturday, continue to improve, put our guys in a situation where, you know, they feel like they can be successful. So, you know, we get started today. We got to practice today. We take Sundays off. So we're back at it today. We need to be great today and just continue to build on that.
Okay. And then is there any injury update for Diego Hunter?
Yeah, Diego will not be returning. He is out for the season. He had surgery on his ankle. Will be greatly missed as he was last weekend. Extremely disappointed for him and our team. Guy gave us everything that he possibly could have. So, you know, we've got to be able to step up without him.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question from Andy Walter. Go ahead, Andy.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Good, Andy. How are you doing?
All right. Hey, looking ahead to Delaware, they obviously used a new quarterback on Saturday in Zach Marker. What did you see from him and what concerns you about facing him?
Well, I'll tell you, for coming in cold and playing the way he played, extremely impressive, Andy, because he came in and really had great command of that offense. I thought he got the ball out quickly, used his feet really well. You know, they are loaded with a plethora of weapons on offense. And he came in and looked like he'd been doing it all year long. So impressive performance by him. And, you know, definitely makes in preparing for them more challenging, not knowing what you're going to get, but knowing that whoever you get is going to be pretty good.
Thanks.
Next question from Kyle Kenton. Go ahead, Kyle.
Coach, I wanted to ask about Carter Runyon, just his role in the offense. And this week in particular, was there something that that you felt like you guys saw that you're able to attack, or was it just kind of in the flow of the game that he was so effective?
Yeah, a little bit of both. You know, I think for the last, for the last 3 weeks, Carter's been our leading receiver, maybe the last four since DK James has been out. Carter's kind of stepped up and filled a little bit of that void. What he does, obviously, at 6'6", he creates some matchup issues, and we move him around quite a bit. I think our offensive coordinator, Brian Shepherd, does a really good job of trying to find where he's at. But, you know, our offense is really built around take what the defense gives you. And if we feel like there's something there, we're going to, you know, try to get it. He's obviously a favorite target of Nathan Kent's. And so you saw him on a third down score a touchdown. You saw him on a fourth down have a big first down conversion. So try to throw that big body, get his hands on it. You know, he dropped one early that I think probably has, you know, eaten him up to this moment, but he came back big after that. So, you know, part of it's the scheme, part of it's what the defense gives us, and then part of it's, I think, the comfort between him and Nathan.
And then I wanted to ask, too, 22-play drive, is that the longest that you've ever been involved with? If not, what's the longest that you've ever seen from one of your teams?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I was thinking of that on the bus ride home going, have there been many longer? I know we've had some 19s and 20s in there, but the beauty of the 23 is, I mean, there's a fake punt in there as well. So, I mean, our offense went like, you know, 8, and then we fake punt at 9, and then went, you know, 14 more after that. So, heck of a drive, probably, you know, as I think about it, that's the longest that I remember. I know we've had some in the 20s, but that one's pretty good.
Pete, as you said, not only did you have the 22, but you had the longer ones. William Mary's time of possession was about 5 minutes. Did you think coming into a game against what was ranked as the top-ranked defense in the country that you could put together those type of sustained drives?
Well, we felt like we'd have to execute extremely well, you know, and on that long drive, the one we just talked about, we did get 3 fourth down conversions, you know, and the last one was a quarterback sneak for a touchdown. We knew we'd have to be great on third down, which I think we were 7 of 14 or something like that on third down. So we knew we'd have to do a fantastic job there in order to keep the ball out of their offense's hands. Their offense does such a great job of controlling the clock. They were leading the league going in. I'm probably sure they still are. But, you know, if you'd have told me, hey, coach, you're going to hold the ball 24 minutes in the second half, I'd have gone, all right, let's take that. Whatever that means point-wise, I'll take it. So
I want to switch over and talk about the defense and specifically what you're able to do in the fourth quarter. Rodney Roan with a couple of huge sacks, including that strip sack that set up the touchdown that kind of put the game away. What did you like about what they were able to do, especially in the second half?
Yeah, credit Rodney Roan, CAA Defensive Player of the Week. Very excited about that for him. And then, you know, really, I really liked what Darian Doolin did, some of the adjustments he made at halftime. William and Mary had some success kind of with a little bit of the outside zone, the in-between zone, that kind of thing, and really shut that down. And then to be extremely disciplined, they ran a reverse on second down that could have popped, and we ended up getting a tackle for loss. So Rodney came up big. He's been playing really well for us, playing him at inside linebacker and outside linebacker. So he just continues to get better and better the more comfortable he gets in our defense.
Talked about the Zach Marker and the Delaware offense, but their defense has obviously also been extremely good as you face, again, your third nationally ranked opponent, I think, in 4 or 5 weeks. What do you see from the Delaware defense?
Yeah, Delaware defense, extremely athletic, flies around. They're going to give you multiple fronts. They are going to really make you think you have one thing and then take it away. So our quarterback's going to need to be extremely disciplined. Our wide receivers are going to need to be able to read coverage as well. And then our O-line's got to be able to understand the box because they'll drop people in the box. They'll bring people from different areas. Really like what they do with their three-man front, the movement, and all that they do. So it'll be another great challenge for us. I mean, you know, and you know this because you sit here all day and listen to all these coaches talk, but I mean, week in and week out, I mean, everybody's challenged in this league, and we happen to hit a stretch of some really good teams, and we got great respect for Delaware and what they're capable of doing. So excited to be at home, excited to have this opportunity.
All right, Pete, thanks so much for your time this afternoon, and I look forward to talking again next Monday.
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again,